Welcome to this week's message. I'm Malcolm Baxter, Senior Pastor of Heart Church, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you've been coming for years or it's your first time on the podcast, we hope this inspires you.
Very happy Easter to you all. What a joy to have the opportunity of coming to open the scriptures on this Resurrection Sunday. We've been following a little bit of a series, endings, beginnings, and the bit in between. And it's just good to remind ourselves that what we have celebrated on Good Friday, what we're celebrating today, is pivotal to our faith. If we don't get this bit, we're not going to get any of it. Like all stories, this one has an ending, it has a beginning, and it has a bit in between. Except this isn't a story. It's an account of actual events. Today, we're speaking about beginnings. I was reflecting, the Bible begins by saying, in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Right at the beginning of the Bible, we see that God is bringing order out of chaos. God formed man in his own image and breathed into him his breath. And then, with the intelligence that God had given them, Adam and Eve thought that they knew better than God. And they messed up their relationship with God through their disobedience. And maybe you're thinking, well, okay, a little bit of a weird start to an Easter Sunday message, but unless you understand this, then you're not going to fully understand the wonder and the power of what Easter Sunday is all about. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, Jesus brought about through his resurrection another beginning. Once again, God was bringing order out of chaos. After dying on the cross 3 days earlier, Jesus walked out of the tomb and in so doing declared a new beginning for all people. This was another in the beginning. Jesus' resurrection means that just as the stone to that tomb was rolled away, every hindrance to entering the presence of God was rolled away. This wasn't some kind of wild magic trick. God raised Jesus, his son, from the dead with eternal consequences for mankind. Paul, when he was writing to the Corinthian church, said this. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Paul was drawing our attention to the reality of a new beginning for each one of us, the possibility of a new beginning, and the fact that Jesus was reclaiming what Adam and Eve had lost. But better than that, just as Jesus had, when it came to the feeding of the 5,000, just as Jesus had multiplied that bread so that the 5,000 could be fed. On the cross, Jesus, the living bread, was broken so that instead of one man anointed with the Holy Spirit going around doing good, healing those who'd been under the oppression of the devil. Now, instead of one man, Jesus going around, through the cross and his resurrection, Jesus gave the potential for all of us, filled with the Holy Spirit, to go around doing good and healing those who were under the power of the devil. This was an incredible truth. Mind-blowing that Jesus would do something through the power of the Spirit that would enable and empower each of us to walk as Jesus did on the earth. Paul said it this way when he wrote to the Roman church in Romans 6. He said, could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ. A decisive end to that sin, miserable life. No longer captive to sin's demands, what we believe is this. If we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him. But alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. Through his death on the cross and resurrection, Jesus declares you and me to be free, to be the me I was always intended to be. Jesus coming out of that grave means there is a new beginning, a life-transforming beginning. Hey, if you are here today, and you need a new beginning, you're in the right place. If you need the old to be gone and be given a brand new start, you're in the right place. If you need someone to bring order to the chaos that's in your life, you're in the right place. Because here today, you will be given an opportunity to say yes to this incredible gift of life that Jesus offers. The thing is, a fresh start is good, but it's not enough. What do I mean by that? Well, a fresh start is short-lived if my nature, if what is in me, causes me to return to the behavior that got me in the mess in the first place. So I may be given a fresh start, but if my old habits lead me back to old behaviors, then I'm gonna once again be in a mess in a very short space of time. But Jesus doesn't just give us a new start with a new set of rules to follow. He knows that we're not going to make it on our own. He can set the standard, but we're not going to make it. We might want to. We might try to, but we're not We're not going to make it on our own. We need His Spirit to help us. This is not some kind of New Year's resolution where I say, right, this time it's going to be better. This time I'm going to do better. This time I'm going to try harder. It puts all the effort on me. Whereas God is saying, hey, I realize that yes, the standards are high, but no, you will not be able to accomplish that in your own strength. The death and resurrection of Jesus means that He will help me live in the way that God wants me to live. And the way that God wants me to live is the best way and the blessed way. He is the one who enables me to live the life as it ought to be lived. There are so many words, so many bits of advice out there on what it will take to live your best life. I want to be bold enough to tell you today, the route to your best life is not me being a fullest version of me or me trying harder. What is the key for me being the best version of me is for me to live my life as Jesus would have wanted me to live, and through His power and through the power of the Holy Spirit, through his ability to enable me to do what is right. Because left to myself, I'm not going to do it. So if we invite Jesus into our heart and life, because essentially that is what we do in order to access this power that I'm talking about, then through the power of the Holy Spirit, He will take up residence in our life and give us a new nature that empowers us. Isn't that incredible? It means that instead of me just trying harder and following a set of rules that I know I'm going to fail, this means that, wow, I've got a God who loves me enough to say, hey, I've got something better for you, but don't worry, I'm going to give you what it takes to outwork that. I'm going to give you what it takes to see that manifest in your life. Again, Paul writing to the Roman church said this, but if God Himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than Him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome Him in whom He dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, He'll do the same thing in you that He did in Jesus, bringing you alive to Himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and He does, as surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With this Spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. Imagine something. There are so many things that offer other ways to live, but only Jesus offers to take residence in your heart and life to empower you to live in a different way. He puts something in me that draws me to what is right. So it's actually now more than four decades since I made a decision to follow Jesus. Around this time of year, 4th of March, as I recall, I at that time, leading up to coming to church, was smoking. I'd smoked all through my teenage years. I'm not recommending it. It's been said that smoking won't stop you getting into heaven, but it might get you there quicker. But I knew that I wasn't meant to be smoking. It wasn't the best that God had for me. And I asked him to help me with it. Now, I tried to stop many times before. And I'd actually managed to stop. But every day, there was this pull. I was fighting every day with this pull to go back to it. Now, okay, you might say, well, I've never smoked. I'm not really. Okay, but maybe you might have tried to lose a bit of weight. And you know you shouldn't be eating that cream cake. You know, you've looked at your diet plan and nowhere on that diet plan was cream cake. But you feel it calling to you. It's that cream cake doesn't talk. But there's something in you that is pulling you towards that. What is that? That's how our sin nature works. In our own strength, we say, right, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to smoke that. I'm not going to go there. But there's something in us that is pulling us towards that thing. That is our old nature. That is our sin nature. And what Jesus does is break the power of the pull. He gives you the ability. Now, for me, thanks be to God, it was something that happened in a moment. I know that's not everybody's story, for some it's taken longer. But the truth is that in the course of time, by exposing yourself to the power of Jesus, you will see that he will erode that desire and you will find yourself overcoming things that you never thought that you could overcome, things that you had been enslaved by. Those chains would be broken. And I'm talking today, sure, to people maybe who are far from God, people who wouldn't class themselves as knowing the Lord. But you know what? I'm also reminding those of us who would call ourselves Christians, who would call ourselves followers of Jesus. I'm reminding you on Resurrection Sunday in the same way that I'm reminding myself, that Jesus has the power to break those things that seek to enslave us, to break those things that seek to ruin our lives, to break those things that seek to take us down a path that we do not want to be taken down. Jesus has the power to set me free. I want to speak hope into somebody's soul today. Some of you have been battling some things for some time and maybe even been tempted to think, oh, you know what? It works for other people. Maybe it doesn't work for me. I want to encourage you today. This same power that works for everyone else works for you. God has not singled you out that, oh yeah, you, it's not going to work for. No, he included you in this incredible promise. And this is great, right? This is incredible to know that I don't have to be enslaved by my habits. I don't have to be enslaved by the things that are seeking to ruin my life. It's great news, but it's not the best news. For me, the best news is that Jesus didn't just come for behavior modification. Jesus came for relationship. This isn't just about what I do or what I don't do. It is about that. It's not just about that. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, the level of relationship that Adam and Eve had and was lost is restored in Jesus. Now I have the ability. In the Old Testament, one man once a year was enabled to walk into the presence of God. And even then, that was in fear and trembling that his life would be taken for the sins of the people. But now, because of what Jesus has done, I have the right and the freedom to walk into the presence of God, to have him walk with me and talk with me and help me in my daily life and help me with my work and help me with my studies and help me with that issue and that family problem. He helps me through relationship. For God, John 3:16 tells us, so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I want to tell you today that God doesn't just tolerate you. He loves you. And I'm going to say that again because some of you hear the words, but it doesn't match what you feel. Because the truth is, you hear God loves you and yet you feel tolerated. And you need to understand that God doesn't just tolerate you, because his love is not based on your behavior. It's great to see you today, but God doesn't love you more because you came to church. He loves you on your worst day. On your worst nightmare day, on that day that you would feel so embarrassed and ashamed if somehow that got put on this screen, God loved you then and God loves you now, because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you. You do not earn his love with your good behavior. Yeah, it was a very polite golf clap. I think you could go do a bit better than that. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And it is the kindness of God that draws me to repentance. He is not some tyrannical figure who is seeking to beat you into shape. He is seeking to woo you with his love, a love that he so freely gives. It was love that took Jesus to the cross. Through love, Jesus paid the fine that we should have paid. Love wins the day. I want to encourage and remind you today, whoever you are, that you are not a lost cause. If you feel that you are at the end of yourself, then know this. Jesus wants to give you a new beginning, a brand new start. Your history does not have to define your future. If you're here today and you wouldn't even really consider yourself as someone who's thought about God much, or he just feels a long way away right now. I want to tell you that you are in the right place at the right time to hear the truth and wonder of a God who loves you and has an incredible plan for your life. You are here because God planned for you to be here. I believe that you're here in church today because God planned for you to be here. But I believe you're on the planet because God planned for you to be here. I don't know what the circumstances were that brought you onto the planet. I have no idea the circumstances in which you were conceived. But I know this. As the psalmist, Psalm 139 tells us, all the days ordained for me were written in his book before one of them came to be. There was a plan in place. There was a plan in place because he saw you. He saw me being formed in my mother's womb. Even before my own mother knew me, God knew me and had a plan for my life. And Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, is about you and that plan. Because the only way that plan can truly be fulfilled is through him. Maybe on the other hand, at one time you have had a relationship with Jesus And for one reason or another, you've lost your way. And you find yourself in an environment that in one way seems familiar and in another way seems like God is so far away. I want to say to you too, those of you who have once had some sort of relationship with Jesus and you've lost your way, I want to say that God has a new beginning for you too. The Bible talks about a prodigal son who ran away from his father, taking his inheritance and living the wild life, doing whatever he wanted. And when the money ran out, the friends ran away. And they find themselves one day in a set of circumstances they never imagined they'd be in 1,000 years. And something happened in them. The Bible says he came to his senses and said, you know what? I lived better when I was in my father's, when I was in my father's house. And the Bible tells us that he went home and that he didn't go home to a welcome where eyes were being rolled and he was getting rebuked and said, how could you treat me like this? He went home to a welcome, the welcome of a father who said, I love you. Put a ring on his finger, a cloak on his back, put his arms around him and welcomed home his son. If you're here today believing that God is angry with you, believing that God is upset with you, believing God only tolerates you, hiding from him, I want to assure you that today he's running towards you to welcome you home, to put his arms around you and say, don't worry, I know you can't make it on your own. I'm here for you. I'm going to help you. I want to say, you are loved. And Jesus is calling you to a new beginning. Jesus is calling you to a new life. Jesus is not calling you to religion. He is calling you to relationship. Do you want a new beginning? Well, it's time to come home. I'm going to invite you, if you would, to bow your heads and close your eyes. As promised, I want to give you an opportunity today. Those of you who've never really had a relationship with God, or those of you who once have, but you've lost your way and you long for something and you've tried to find it in so many things and nothing satisfies. He is the only one who truly satisfies. So if your heart is open, I would love to lead you in a little prayer that says, I'm going to open my heart to Jesus. I'm going to ask him to be part of my life. And if you are coming to God this morning for the first time or you are returning to him, I would love you to pray this prayer, not to me, but to him. Like you're saying it to him. I'm going to lead you because it's not always easy to find the words at times like this. I'm going to help you with the words, but you just say those words quietly to yourself from your heart to the Lord. Say something like this, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for me on the cross. I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. And I turn away from those things and give my life to you, all that I am, all that I have. I thank you that you rose again from the dead so that I could have your resurrection life, empowered to live in the way you would have me live. Lord Jesus, in my heart and in my life. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on the Heart Church podcast. If you said that prayer and accepted Jesus into your heart, I want to celebrate with you. We have some tools to help you on your journey. Visit our website, heart.church/response. To find out more about Heart Church, visit heart.church/connect. Be sure to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Thanks for listening and have a blessed week.